With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former FBI Director James Comey indicted on two counts. The Justice Department confirms Comey was charged with one count of making false statements and one count of obstruction of justice. That's related to Senate testimony he gave about 5 years ago. The Trump administration telling agencies to prepare large-scale firings of federal workers if the government shuts down.
With the government shutdown looming next week, the White House Budget Office said agencies should consider eliminating positions instead of furloughs. That would be an aggressive departure from past shutdowns when federal workers returned to their jobs. Asked about that plan, President Trump focused on politics instead.
This is all caused by the Democrats. They asked us to do something that's totally unreasonable.
Greg Clugston, the White House.
Flotilla of dozens of vessels heading to Gaza to deliver aid, attacked by drones.
Spain and Italy have said they are sending Navy ships to where a flotilla of dozens of boats carrying activists seeking to break Israel's blockade of Gaza is sailing. The activists said they were attacked by drones south of Greece. The Global Sumud Flotilla said on Wednesday it was targeted by drones and communications jamming, with several explosions occurring on or near some of the boats. Some of the vessels were damaged, but no injuries were reported. They are carrying a symbolic amount of humanitarian aid for Palestinians in Gaza. I'm Karen Shamas.
President Trump vowing not to allow Israel to annex the occupied West Bank. President says he would block any such move, which also has been opposed by Arab leaders. The president says he has spoken to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, but also emphasized his stance against annexation. This is SRN News. Texas banning men from women's restrooms.
Republican Governor Greg Abbott has signed a bill that requires people to use the bathroom that corresponds with their true gender in all government-owned buildings, including public schools. Abbott says, quote, it's a common-sense public safety issue. The new law also orders the Texas penal system to make sure that men are not being housed with women in any facility. The statute levies a fine of $25,000 for a first violation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew has delivered a wide-ranging speech to the Council on Foreign Relations, in which he applauded the United States constitutional system of checks and balances, but he also warns against excluding faith from the public square, citing George Washington's statement that religion and morality are indispensable to good government. This is SRN News. North Korea's nuclear facilities making headlines again.
A top South Korean official has said on Thursday that North Korea is operating a total of 4 uranium enrichment facilities. The discovery adds to outside assessments that it has multiple covert atomic plants along the widely known site near the capital of Pyongyang. The North's leader, Kim Jong-un, has called for a rapid expansion of his country's nuclear weapons program. The South's unification minister, Chung Dong-young, said uranium enrichment centrifuges at the 4 facilities are running every day and stress the urgency to stop the North's nuclear program. I'm Karen Shamas.
U.S. lawmaker visiting China has backed renegotiating global economic rules due to China's rise. Representative Adam Smith told Shanghai's mayor that post-World War II order was benefiting many, including China, but acknowledged the world has changed. More details at srnnews.com.